Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. Everyone, your friends, your loved ones, even your enemies. Them all tune in. This is appropriate shows for everybody. You're listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK.
Hey, how you doing? This is Kamina Organic OK.
A lot of saying. It sounds like you're crinkling.
Oh, what it is? What it is? How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, ideal. Anywho, I was in McKinleyville, California, with no means of getting by or whatever, no means of anything. Until I remember I came across you. You picked me up, you swore me in as DJ Butterfly Feces and invited me to join your merry band on their trip. I took off and we went all over. You remember? We went to a place, I remember. In our previous episode, we had just taken off from, what was it? It was Dearborn, Michigan, wasn't it? Anywho. After that, and I mean, we wound up in, guess where? Back in L.A. We were back in Los Angeles, California. There were a few people who I knew I met on the street who came to L.A. to become rich and famous, to become big-time celebrities. They hadn't made it. Maybe a few of them made the business, but it disappeared just as much, and there they were. Back on the streets, back in the slums, thrown out like so much garbage. And what happened, my good people, is that we found ourselves at a loss. I remember when I was coming back here, I said, I don't want to go back to L.A. I didn't think we could do much for it. Now, let's get something clear here. L.A. was the birthplace of the housing pod. A philanthropist type, someone successful. I think it was a rock star who came up with the idea. This was going to solve the homeless problem. What happened? L.A. made it illegal to help the homeless. They really want them to be suffering. Because, see, they want to make a point. You afford a place, become a big star here or leave. Maybe that's why they call it the City of Angels. There are those who truly had to have everything and were soaring. But if you didn't, you were the damned. There's a thin line between heaven and hell. Very thin. I was angry and at a loss. Remember, I went to him and I said, what are we supposed to do now? I was made even angry when I found out, once again, I've mentioned this before, I know, they don't allow you to sleep in your car. They've criminalized that. Shouldn't matter. And I think about it, you know, L.A. has one of the biggest homeless populations there is. The bigger the city, the more the homeless, so whatever. It's a problem all over, but in L.A. it was really bad. And someone told me, I didn't come out here to be a star. I think about L.A. just seems so beautiful, but now it looks dang ugly, and now I just want to leave. There were people dying to leave L.A. I said, what's stopping you? They shrugged. I don't know if I can help fill the commute. I know people here. Things were bad. Something had to be done. Remember, I went to you, boss. I went to you and I said, what do we do about this? What do we do? It happened so ideally. I asked you, what are we going back for? You said, and I quote, they need our help. Now, I know. I understand. You're tired of seeing the same place again, especially a place that treats homeless people so badly. Fighting to basically help. Got to do something to help a few more of them. And then I went to, I said, well, what do you suggest?
You want me to look? I thought you got means, you got the money and whatever, dude. I can't just give him my. Let me finish. I can't just give him. Let me finish. Let me, oh God, will you let me finish? Why do I have to interrupt so much? I don't know. It amuses me. So what? What?
You're gonna say something else?
Say. I'm saying. No, stop! 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 I'm suggesting we transport some of them out of Los Angeles. Let's take a few of them and put them someplace a little better, a little bit better, where a man can actually sleep in his car. I'm surprised they didn't make vagrancy a crime. But I think I have to spend the money trying to keep them sheltered and whatever, so never mind there. No, it doesn't make sense. I looked at organic. I looked right at him. And I said, what should we do now that we're back in L.A.? What can be done? Well, you can try to make sure and see if the home pick up some of the trash, and let's try to see if we can basically make the housing pod legal. We tried this already. It didn't work. I mean, I know you got to keep at it, whatever, and it's things like this, these big life-changing whatever, a big revolution, a rights movement. That's only happened overnight. Look at Rosa Parks. I mean, a lot of people refuse to give up their seats or whatever, but because she couldn't take them, anyone wanted to take a stand in more ways than one. You know. I thought that was for his stupidity. He had this really dumb idea, and I knew it was dumb, but like work. Doesn't matter if you know the boss's idea is stupid. You do it anyway. Listen to me. Listen to how I sound. I'm blaming him. I mean, he basically sent me back here. I mean, he's paying for me. He's paying for my whole expedition and whatnot. He's the one who's financing it. He's basically putting the bills or whatever. Why did he come to the same place? Is he having fun in L.A.? Is that why he wants to keep coming back here? They're not helping the homeless. They're trying to do everything they can to almost wipe them out. They did everything but basically make being homeless punishable by death. Surprised they didn't have snipers in the streets shooting homeless people. Why don't they just get in the gas chamber? I picked up the garbage, and then I went basically to a lot of city officials. You know what we all did? You remember? We did all that, and we basically tried to make it clear. Something has to be done. Something has to be done. Something has to be done now. But the question is what? I don't know what. I know, I'm going to get too many thoughts. I'm wondering how else to basically tell it to you. I was picking up garbage again. I was trying to get housing pods made. And somebody was arrested for having one. I want to get up in arms. I want to tell you, dude, what do we do about this? How do we change all this?
Shave his own face. I, for one thing, it looks...
What do you think we should do? I asked him. We got to do something now. We got to do something because this thing is just getting worse and worse. I hated L.A. I hated the way they treated the homeless. I hated the way that basically, unless you were already an established star playing Hollywood politics and likes you, and showing the people on the screen or whatever, they have to go out of their way to punish everybody else. I hated the fact that things were like this. What was I going to do? I went to organic. And I said, organic. We got to do something like right now. We have to do something. We got to basically get across. I thought maybe if we all got together and marched, maybe we got on much well the way to City Hall. made a news at 11 type of big, epic public protest. Let's do that. Organic, do you remember that? Organic. Organic. Oh, God, he's clamming up again. Sometimes he's almost out of me. Maybe more than once. All right. Once we're there, picking up this, picking up that. I don't know what to do. I told him, I'm at a loss. What can be done? Picked up a lot of trash.
A lot of it.
Anywho, I thought.
That old peck his ass.
I thought hard. I thought basically the one thing we could do was we gotta find a way. Find a way. So I basically tried to get as many homeschools as possible, and I asked them to join the trip. I said, Max, you don't have to leave L.A. Some of them said, I want to leave L.A. Everything is too expensive. If you're not rich, you're broke. There's nothing in between. I want to leave this place behind. If I ever came here, and all I think about is getting off. I'm never going to make enough money to be able to afford to live here. Okay. Now, many people, when you throw them out in the streets, they're going to die out there. Maybe that's the natural order. It's one of those things that's just life. Garbage. I hate the fact that homeless people live in the street and they do not do anything about it. I hate the fact that they basically tell them they can't live in a housing pod or sit in their car. What do we do? Man, you remember how you got a few more of them homeless shelter sick people in? Try that. Try that, he says. Okay. Organic, organic, organic. Come on, you're not really. You're just trying to make a point to me. Organic. Yeah. He's so dumb. He's snoring. He's just refusing to get involved. I guess once again, as always, it was up to me. I had to do something. But the question is, what? What to do? I basically literally got a bunch of them with me, and we marched a bit around the city hall. We marched around the city. We made a public saying that the epidemic is getting worse and somebody needs to do something. I know everybody's too busy. I know everybody's too preoccupied. Everyone's too pre-something. Stop making that noise. The point is, I was telling him something has to be done. Thank you. We often found ourselves at a complete and utter loss. I try to ask Organic to take a few of these people basically on our expedition, but he said there's too many people to say that you can't just bring along just about anybody on this thing. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. We're coming from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Hey, Paul, make your voice heard. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You're showing Organic okay. He was over there making obnoxious noise sounds because he's an idiot. Which is one. Oh, and check out basically a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. Please check her in. Call in. Please. Make yourself heard. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. But the truth was, things were looking dire, haggard, messed up.
Gonna ignore him like everybody else does. I'll just ignore him. Okay. So anywho, there was a destitution. There was this, but I felt I was desperate trying to help all these people. How was I gonna save them all? We needed to change LA. Sometimes if you basically just you can't get rid of the problem, you just move it around. Spent my time thinking, really thinking. Got to do something. So I decided I was going to try and basically get some of the homeless shelters there to take a few in. And I was going to fight to basically make sure the housing pub is allowed there and so is the right to sleep in your car. I was going to basically say that transport a few of them out there. And at the same time, we can make it so we can take some of them on our expedition. I had to convince Organic. Myself walking around just thinking, how did I get here? How did I become this guy? How did I become this guy going around trying to save the world's end? At one point before I knew it, a guy on the street accosted me. Random guy out there in the world. Anywho, the question was, how was I going to help everybody? Well, I can't help everybody, but I'm going to try and help the homeless population. I'm going to try and make it so things are a little bit better. I went there and fought. And you know what? I got the homeless people to take in, the homeless shelter to take in three people. I asked Organic, can one join us on our car expedition? Oh, no, dude. No, we got a lot already. I don't know if I want to take it in. I don't want them knowing too much about me. I'm trying to keep my stuff secret. Honestly.
What to do? Well, I basically sat there going round and round, going all over, pulling out all the stops. I did everything I was supposed to do then. We made a little bit of difference, but at the same time, I felt like it's not enough. How was the angel? How was the angel? Anywho, I found myself just really at a breaking point. As I said, I'm trying to remember, I just sat down trying to talk to one and talk to him like a friend. What's your story? I asked him. How did you wind up on the street? And he told me he just basically was a working guy who one day got to a point where he just didn't have the money anymore. He wasn't trying to be rich. He was just trying to survive here. One day, that middle class we have, it just broke out. It just disappeared right out from underneath us. I tried to fight. I mean, what I'm fighting against. That's something. It was a real thing. It was a sad thing, too. As we sat there ready to go, I said, I kind of hope we don't come back here. I'm tired of this place. It won't help. It won't anything. Los Angeles, sure, the place of the damned. Anyway. As we packed up and got ready to go, I remember thinking to myself, no, not what a wonderful world, but I like the fact that we made a difference. This place is horrible, but there's some good damn people here. If you're thinking about basically moving out to L.A., don't. Be careful not to get stuck there. Be careful. What to do? He's not really sleeping. He's just trying to prove a point to me. Proved a really stupid one, too. Dang, straight to hell. Right there on the open road, I looked out the window and said goodbye.
to thank you all for tuning in to Cocooning for the Mic. I'm here with DJ Butterfly Feces. We drove out to L.A. I didn't even look back. I'd like to think, maybe it won't be until we are long until we get there, but then we need to come up with something else, some other program, I don't know what. We need to be more outdoor tents. We need to do something more to help the homeless. The next time we get out there, I'm going to make it so we have to fight. There'll be a fight. I remember talking to this professional, the specialist, about. I asked them, why won't they help the homeless? They said, there's just no money to do it. For tuning in here. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Remember, we're on the net.
Log in. Look us up. Join the trip. Join the expedition. Join the mission. Thank you. Good night.